in recent years we have done well. We're going now this year for our third Ulster title in a row. So I suppose in terms of Ulster, we've been doing really well. Last year we obviously got to the All Ireland semi, something that we really wanted to get to. Kind of obviously we didn't get them over the last hurdle, but there's progress there. This year now again we've had two very tough matches in Ulster so far, and we've done relatively well in the league as well. We got to a league semi final. So this year I suppose for a young panel, we've been doing very well so far. We've got a little bit of mix of experience and youth in the team, which is great. So now we're looking forward to an Ulster final now on Sunday. So hard work going into that now, and we're looking forward to the day.
I think one thing I've noticed about Donegal ladies football is the strong club structure. It's really took off in the last couple of years in particular. You know, teams like Glenfinn doing well, Charman, right across the board, it's got stronger and stronger and very, very competitive, and it's shown in the panel that you have as well.
Yeah, no, it's great. Like, as you mentioned, the likes of Termon, Glenfinn and Moville as well. In the last couple of years, we've nearly had different county champions at senior level, and then they've went on and actually done really, really well at Ulster level as well. Example, Glenfinn got an Ulster final last year, and Termon in recent years had actually won the All-Ireland. So we have a lot of actually club girls from Termon and Glenfinn and Moville on our county panels. So that obviously brings experience as well. They have experience in the big days in club Ulster finals, All-Ireland semi-finals and different things like that. But yeah, it really is coming through, and as I said, a lot of them girls are actually playing on the county team. So good structure there, and I suppose even intermediate level as well. There's a lot of intermediate teams that are going on to Ulster finals and things like that and really compete. So it is great, yeah.
How important is this Ulster title and a three in a row? It would be nice to see from your own perspective, but Ulster's got so competitive. I mean, a whisker and you weren't in this Ulster final, of course, after that game against Cavan.
I know, yeah. As you say, obviously three in a row, but we're not really dwelling on that too much. I suppose this year we're kind of taking every game at a time. As I said, with being a little bit of a younger panel this year than previous years, Ulster's a huge thing for us every year. More so this year, we knew that we had the first round against Tyrone. We knew them after coming up one in All-Ireland last year was going to be a huge battle, and that's exactly what we got. We were happy to go over the line, and we knew then Cavan would be another step up. As you say, it was very tight to say just the last day, and as we were probably minutes away from not getting to an Ulster final. So I suppose speaking about an Ulster final, it's actually great. We're delighted to be there. But I suppose the experience in our team actually did show. The last day, we were 5 points down with about 10 minutes to go, and I suppose people maybe in the sidelines were thinking, this is it, we're finished in Ulster. But we really just kept going, we kept taking over the points. No one panicked, no one thought we had to go for goal at that stage. And experience showed, and we found the openings, and we were lucky to get the scores. And then obviously momentum then in extra time, it really just brought us over the line. So Ulster final, it'll be a big one this year. We have Armagh, huge team. They've always given us great battles over the years, and we know it's going to be another step up on Sunday.
And that's the thing, I mean, it was Monaghan, Donegal kind of maybe was the access for a while. Now Armagh over the last couple of years have really shown their worth, and I suppose it shows the structure of the championship in general, you know, pushing more and more teams into the senior level. Cavan earned the right to be there, everyone's earned the right to be there. And it's been a very competitive championship so far, and you're expecting a very, very tight Ulster final.
Yeah, and I suppose in Ulster, that's something that we're actually very lucky with. We have five senior teams now, and every single one of the games have been very, very competitive. As I said, we've played Tyrone and Cavan, and we've only won by a very small margin. And we know in the Ulster final as well, it will be an extremely tough game. Armagh, as you said, have really come up through the ranks. We had them last year in the Ulster final, and we also met them again in the All-Ireland qualifying stage, and they really give us a tough battle, and we expect nothing less than that on Sunday week. And they have serious forwards, very, very strong midfielders and runners. So we know it'll be a tough game. They're working very hard. They had a great league campaign as well. So the structure's great. We're lucky that we have so many senior teams in Ulster, and it's very competitive and it's great.
I was just going to say, they're probably seeking a bit of revenge as well.
Yeah, so there's kind of been talk about they have a wrong to put right and things like that. And then obviously, as I said, in the qualifying round, it was a lot tighter. We're expecting a game like that On Sunday week, we're not expecting for it to be any large margins between any of the teams. We expect it'll be a very tough match, and as you say, they'll probably be out for revenge. But we have an Ulster title to retain, and that's our focus, and that's what we're really going to be working towards. Yeah.
For ladies football to get recognition, we're here with AIG's sponsorship to connect with the LGFA today, but other things are happening. Top Oil have come on board with fuel cards for Mayo and different things. It's starting to get better and better, and I suppose for a lot of you, you've long journeys within the county, never mind those players who come from Dublin and elsewhere.
Exactly, and I suppose obviously with the LGFA we're moving in the right direction, and there's been great progression, as you mentioned about the Mayo and Top Oil becoming partnership. That's absolutely brilliant, and I suppose for someone like me, and there's a lot of other girls in our Donegal team that maybe live in Dublin and go to college in Dublin, we're travelling home up and down 4 hours each way every weekend for training. We're travelling down during the week for trainings and different things like that, and I suppose obviously with AIG coming on board and they're offering this great 25% off insurance for all intercounty players, and that obviously will benefit, and it's hard for to get people on the road with the high insurance costs and things like that. So partnerships like this is excellent, and it's only going to bring the game forward and raise the profile of the game. So yeah, it's great, and hopefully more large corporations will get involved and help sponsor the LGFA.
When you've a launch like this in the middle of the summer, or if it was the championship launch or different things, that's when the buzz really starts going and more recognition for Sam as well.
Yeah, of course, sure. There's different girls from different counties here today, and speaking to Emer Skelly, she had her provincial final at the weekend, and Galway have their provincial final next weekend. And I suppose everyone's kind of here, we're talking about the provincial finals, and it's great to have that buzz about. And then obviously having the launch of this, having AIG involved and different things like that. So it's great, it brings it all together, and it gives everything a real championship feel.
How are things for yourselves in terms of injuries in the squad and different things? Because, you know, this time of the year, you might have played a little bit of club action and different things, and it can be hard to juggle everything.
Yeah, it has been tough, and I suppose we had Tyrone and then a week later we had Calvin, so that was a very quick turnaround for even girls who would get knocks to legs, dead legs, rolling over ankles, things like that. It's been tough to kind of get back fully fit just a week later, but no, we're all good, so far so good anyway. Just after every session we're making sure our recovery is 100% and we're giving ourselves the best opportunity in every training session we do. But now everything's going good so far, so please God everything will be all right.
That extra time really pushed you to the limit, I'm sure. We saw Calvin Player cramp up as well, and there is camaraderie between squads as well, which is great to see. You know, when someone needs a dig out, they can get as well.
I know, exactly. Evelyn McGinley got caught on camera there, helping one of the Calvin girls out, and I suppose that's obviously great. When I went into extra time, I think there's a few of us down cramping up. It was a very, very, very tough match, even in full time. It was extremely tough, and then whenever we went on to extra time, they actually played an extra 4 or 5 minutes on the end of each half as well, which I think someone was saying we were out there for, I don't even know how long, a long time anyway, in the pitch. So, as you say, that took a toll on our body, but we give ourselves the best opportunity for recovery and things like that. So, yeah, hopefully all will be good on Sunday week.